And welcome to another episode of Coastside Musicians here on CoastsideBuzz.com. And today we have with us Little MC, who recently released her first CD and had the premiere performance of that at the Old Princeton Landing. And Megan, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm excited.
Well, it's a pleasure having you here, and hopefully we'll be able to get the audience excited about your CD.
Let's do it.
Now, I've listened to it, and I frankly was quite impressed. But before we get to that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. Well, I am a Coastside resident. I've lived in Monterra. Well, I grew up there, moved there when I was 5, moved out when I was about 18, and within the past year, have been living at my old childhood home in Monterra. So I know Half Moon Bay very, very well. I know all the best places to eat. I know all the families. I know the bars. And so that's why I chose OPL to be the place where I released my first solo album. So it's just a little background info on me.
And did you go to Half Moon Bay High too then?
I did go to Half Moon Bay High, Harry, but I did not graduate. I had a really bad case of senioritis, and I just kind of stopped going to school my last year. But I'm in college now, so it's okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. High school's not for everybody.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Some of us flourished better after high school than we did in high school.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's me.
You are going to college. What do you have a major yet? Or?
Yeah, I'm majoring in psychology, minor in Spanish, and I'm up at University of San Francisco. And I'm actually going to be doing a study abroad program in Spain at the end of this month. So I'll be out of here in about 26 days.
I'm jealous.
Yes.
I have not been to Spain, and I'd like to go to Spain.
Yeah, I've never
there's
been
a
either.
Lot. Well, you should have a good time there, and you can tell us
excited.
All about it.
Yes.
And on Facebook, what you can do is send pictures and tell us how things are going.
I will definitely keep everybody posted.
Yes, which reminds me, make sure that we're friends on Facebook before you leave
today.
Okay,
yeah, we'll Facebook friend it up.
Okay, now you have picked a style of music that I found, if you're going to listen to it, you really have to listen to it. It's not like some music you can have on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you pick rap, hip-hop, as a style of music as your style for getting your message across?
Well, I've always loved writing music. I mean, I've always been a performer ever since I was just a little kid. I'd write plays, I'd write music. Just anything creative imaginable, I was just at the forefront always doing that. When I was in high school, about my senior year, I started, me and my friends just started like freestyling in the car and hanging out, just, you know, put on an instrumental and start freestyling. And to them, it was kind of just a fun way to pass the time. But I kind of took it more seriously. And I really just threw myself in to it. And it became probably the only way that I could express myself in a healthy way for like probably the past 8 years. I would say hip hop saved my life in a lot of ways. So I chose it mainly for the lyrical aspect, and I just connected a lot to it.
Well, the one thing that amazes me, and for people who aren't familiar with hip hop, if they've seen outtakes from the Broadway play Hamilton, mm-hmm. you get an idea of what it is. And the thing that amazes me, and you got to tell me how you do this, how can you talk so fast and yet every word is correctly enunciated, pronounced, and if you slow it down, it's a very distinct, it's like we're speaking at normal speed, and instead you do it at 10 times normal speed.
Yeah, and I mean, that didn't come overnight, definitely. I actually dropped a mixtape maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, and you can just see the evolution between how I rap now in comparison. And it takes a lot of practice. And I think, I was just going to say that I think for me, I practice a lot through freestyle. And I think majority of any rapper that you're going to hear that maybe not a lot of the mainstream stuff, but the rappers that you hear in Hamilton, I'm sure they've practiced freestyling, and I'm sure they've practiced performing so many times that it becomes almost like a second nature to rap that fast.
But I want to go into the content, mm-hmm. because one of the things that I found is you have a lot to say, and it comes across in the music.
Mm-hmm.
What drove you to get this content out there? if you could explain your motivation, mm-hmm. and you obviously have some very strong feelings that come through.
Yeah.
And can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first and foremost, the reason why I choose to make music, I don't foresee myself becoming, you know, a multimillionaire, like signing any record deals. I do it, it's therapeutic for me. And I decided that it kind of brought some resolution to some of the emotional traumas that I experienced by just getting this stuff out and being able to communicate it to other people. So, I mean, at times I thought, wow, maybe I shouldn't be so transparent with all that I'm feeling and saying. But at the end of the day, I feel like if people could create music that's honest, we would all understand each other a lot better.
It's interesting because I've known you for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after listening to your CD, I have a much better knowledge of who you are and what you are,
yes,
than I did before listening to it.
That's good. That's kind of, you know, one of the points I wanted to hit with this album.
And to viewers who may not necessarily be into hip-hop and rap, I would suggest that this CD might change how you look at it because you talk about your life.
Yeah.
And one of the things that people may not know, but you work full time.
Mm-hmm.
You're a single mother.
Yes.
You're going to school.
Yeah.
How do you juggle all that?
You know, sometimes I don't juggle it all very well and I drop all the balls on the ground. But I try to find a balance in my life the best that I can. And I have so much help from everybody. I mean, both my parents, they travel a lot for work, but when they're here, they help me out a lot. My friends help me out a lot. In fact, my son is with one of my good friends, Lillian, right now, so I can have this interview. And I just have so much support everywhere that if I didn't have that support, I definitely would not be able to do all of this.
Well, it's a good thing you have it.
And, yeah.
And by the way, you never know what can happen with your career.
That's true.
You know, someone that you don't think might listen to your CD or hear of it somewhere, you know, whether it's through an interview like this, and I know you've done other interviews, and I know the Half Moon Bay Review has talked to you, you don't know who's listening out there.
That's very true.
And these days, you know, with the internet, anybody who has access to the internet can listen to your stuff.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's the hope, but of course, I have to have other endeavors as well, just for practicality's sake. The fact that I do have a son, I can't just kind of throw all my eggs into this one music basket and hope that it's all going to take off. So I have just other aspirations in life. You know, after I graduate school, I want to help other people in other ways besides my music, the people that dealt with some of the same incidences and traumas that I did. So I love music and I want to continue to pursue it, but I also have other goals in mind for the future as well.
Well, it's interesting because if you're studying psychology with some of the people that you and I know, you have a lot to work with and practice on.
It's so much practice. I love it. Sometimes.
Well, you know, you don't know what's going to happen with your future.
Yeah.
But musically, is there another CD in the offing?
You know, I haven't written a song for quite some time just because I've been so focused on getting this album out and all of the politics behind, you know, putting out music, preparing for shows, putting all my music online, and it's just a lot of work. So once all of that's kind of settled down and I'm in Spain, I'm gonna start writing again and see where that takes me. I never really try to give myself a deadline because it kind of crushes the creativity, but I definitely plan on, you know, putting out another album in the next year or two.
It sounds like a true artist. Now, you have another distinction that I think you're aware of. I think your CD was the last one that was done by JT Studios?
J7.
Or J7, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
It wasn't the last. I mean, one of the last ones, definitely. I don't know exactly if there was someone else that might have. Yeah, I mean, I was definitely one of the final products that came out of that wonderful, amazing studio that I miss so much.
You and a lot of other people, they had, I think, a great business plan. Yeah, I interviewed them, by the way.
Oh, good.
And I loved what they were doing,
yeah.
And I think it's a shame that it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll find another way to do something similar, or someone else will come in, because I'm not sure right now on the coast if there's anything like them around.
No, there's definitely nothing like them around on the coast. I don't think there was really anything quite like them around in general. I mean, they were just so unique in how J7 even started in the first place and what their business model was and what they hope to achieve with that creative space. But I told, you know, Mark and Josh that I think the musicians and artists that came out of there just have to keep doing what they do and, you know, give shout outs to J7 so that it doesn't ever die and we can always remember them.
Well, the one thing I will say is that the mixing of the CD and the production, I thought was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people listen to it and say, well, that's all very nice and simple the way they put it together. Well, it really isn't.
No, it took a lot of work. I mean, first of all, the recording equipment that they had at J7 was top of the line. Yeah. And then in addition to that, Deegan Adams did my mixing. He's done mixing for so many well-known artists in the Bay Area. And I didn't have to sit there and hover over him. He just did his thing. And I was like, you know, I'd give him a few ideas of what I wanted the song to kind of sound like. And he just is amazing at what he does.
Well, it's interesting. A friend of mine used to run a studio in Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. And you get, when you have artists that reach a certain level, they are picky about the sound people they have doing the editing, the mixing. And in some cases, whither they go, is that sound person goes with them, because they just have that much trust in the individual that they know. They give them the raw material, and this editor, this mixer, will take it into a studio in the computer, and out will come this incredible product. And your CD comes across as an incredible product. There's a lot of work that went in there.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that, and I think that anybody who hasn't listened to it should, which brings up a question.
Uh-huh.
People want to hear your stuff.
Okay.
Where? How?
So currently the album's for sale on Bandcamp. All you do is type in bandcamp.com.
That is bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes. /LilMCSF. So LilMCSF. And then I also have a few songs on SoundCloud. And I'm currently in the process of getting my music on iTunes and Spotify and Pandora. I'm just kind of lagging on it. So it'll be within the next week.
Well, one doesn't know where your career is going. But,
no.
But you know, you're covering a lot of bases. And I have a tremendous respect for you because
Thank you.
Of all the stuff that you are juggling. And yet you're still able to pull off this CD. Yeah. And now working the marketing and the distribution end of it so that more people can hear it. What else would you like our listeners to know about you, your music?
Oh, wow. Well, I definitely want to go ahead and give some thanks to people that probably would have been unrecognized, if that's okay.
Sure.
If you've seen the cover art for my album, it's very creepy and very weird, and I love it so much.
Well, I'm showing it to the microphone now.
Yes.
So that our listeners can see it. Yes, it is. It's but it is striking artwork.
Yeah. So that was actually a real photo shoot that was taken at a park in San Francisco by my good friend Su Yen. She took the picture, turned it into this Sin City comic book-esque photo, and she helped me with a lot of other details, like getting the CDs printed, promoting online for me. Like anytime I have a show, she always promotes for me. So I definitely want to give a big shout out to CN and Mike Fish. Mike Fish is also a rapper and producer, and I just want people to know that, you know, I'm a solo artist on here, but the efforts that were involved by many people was really remarkable, and especially when I dropped the album, having a lot of people out there supporting and pushing it and listening to it and giving me their intake on it or input on it. It was really touching for me. So I just wanted to, I know that wasn't really much fun information yeah. about me, but I just wanted to go ahead and say that.
Well, no, I'm glad that you did, because a lot of people aren't aware of what goes behind a recording artist. That it's not, you have the front person that everybody sees, but then it's all the legions of people behind them that make the whole thing work. And,
yeah.
and they don't get enough credit.
Definitely.
And they are a big part of it. Now, you're off to Spain, you lucky person, you.
Yes.
When you get back, is it, that's when we can figure you writing more more new stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually going to be writing out there because I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be in my next stage of life. I'm definitely going to be inspired. I'm going to be confused. I'm going to be scared. So I'm going to try to get a lot of material out when I'm there. I'm going to meet up with some people that my friend knows out there that does music and just see what happens. And when I come back, hopefully I'll have some songs ready to go for you guys. December 21st.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and the one thing I will say is, and you all know, my choice of music to listen to is not hip hop and rap. however, I've bent a little more than I was surprised that I did. Woo-hoo. When I started listening to it.
Yeah, I like that.
And then I started looking at the technical aspects of it, and I had even more respect because what you do is difficult. And all anybody needs to do is, you know, you had the tongue twisters. You're probably really good at those, aren't you?
I'm not very good at talking. I'm better at rapping.
Well, Megan, thank you for being here.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What I'd like to do is at the end of this broadcast, I'm going to play a cut from Megan's CD. The name of the CD, by the way, is Pray for Gods. And Pray is spelled P-R-E-Y, which is a very deliberate word, I think.
Yes.
And I'm going to have her selected.
Okay.
After we sign off here.
Okay.
And so you will get to enjoy, to listen to Lil MC. And remember, if you want to get the CD, it's Bandcamp, BANDCAMP.com, and you'll find her there.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to when you come back, and when you get your next CD out, I really want an opportunity to listen to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there's a lot of life experience on this CD. And I think a lot of people will be able to relate to it. And I recommend you just sit down in a nice, quiet place, put it on.
Yeah.
And don't put the volume too low. It likes a little bit of volume.
Yes.
Behind it. And enjoy it.
Thanks so much.
Megan, anything else?
No, you covered all the bases. Thanks so much.
Megan, thank you for being here, and I look forward to seeing you when you get back. And keep in mind, too, for all your listeners, CoastsideBuzz.com has a directory of all music being played at the Coast Side and where. So you can go to CoastsideBuzz.com and check out where the entertainment is, and keep looking out for Lil MC, because I'm guaranteeing you she will be back with more material. It may be different, but I have a feeling it'll be just as good and just from the heart like this first CD is.
Oh, I guarantee it will be.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Harry.
And enjoy your trip.
I will.
And now here's Lil MC doing her song, Rat Race, from the CD, Pray for Gods.
Seeking the key to set me free from this tragedy novel. I seen the deepest of the deep when I fell to rock bottom. I swallowed down bottles to hollow out problems till it all fell on my shoulders. Now I'm stuck here trying to solve them. I call them as a senior, my delinquent alcoholic. But hey, never judging by the bulges in the wallet. Never meant to be a bad girl, but I'm a product of what you made me. A decade of people raised to hate on the ladies. Now tell me, that wouldn't make you just a little bit crazy, degrading a mom for supporting her baby while daddy's at home smoking dope when he's cranky. That side of the story ain't told on the daily. Was the last time you heard the words, girl? Keep your head up, there's no need for that get up. Baby mama, aren't you fed up? I'm here for you, shorty, with nobody else be. Who knows where I'd be if Tupac didn't help me? If the game is nothing but a rat race, who will play first in the cash chase? Take a ride. The game is nothing but a rat race. can't catch me. What's going on with the world? Are we headed for disaster? Seems today we're all rushing to the liquor store faster. Need a scapegoat to escape from the murders we've witnessed. Rereading the story, so they must be misprinted. The only voices that get heard are the voices in control. So we create noises in the form of rock and roll. What other choices do we have? Now our voices are heard. From the boys in the hood to the girls in the birds, and they're all serving time for a crime they regret. But the punishment was greater, now they're sentenced to death. To live seems like a gift for the world outside of cell. Today ain't much different than a self-made hell. Oh God, Osiris got me stuck in the middle. Like we invented you both to explain all these riddles. Sick of the tricks, I'm flipping the script to redefine history. Death must be bliss if life's a bitch, so don't cry when your name is named. Don't cry, no, don't you shed a tear. How can you see without eyes? How can you breathe without lungs? How can you dream without minds? How can you feel without touch? How can you bleed without knives? How can you breathe without love? Can I be so alive when inside I'm so numb? I'm so numb, I'm so numb, I'm so numb, I'm so numb, I'm so numb. Don't tell me how far we are coming. We're headed right back to where we begun. You say that I'm free, then why do I feel like a cage bird that sings these sad songs? The past gone, what's done is done. Don't let it drag on. What else can I say to get through while you're sedated? Here's a literal interpretation, cause I'm running out of patience these days. Can't keep a conversation without being manipulated. Take it or leave it, I can't make you believe what I'm saying. Pay respects and pay attention. Talk is cheap, rap's expensive. Walk the walk and rep the West, kid. Never knowing what you're blessed with. If it hits you in the face, you still couldn't digest it. Just a slave trade in this blame game until we rise up or reject it. Misdirected from the get-go, so some never learned the truth. I was sent to interject and illuminate the youth. Enlightenment high in my struggle at times, but now I know I'm not just at war with my mind. This fortune you'll find isn't measured in cents or diamonds or dollars or handwritten checks, with the manuscript meant by inalienable rights. Some are born with more, but the strong still survive. The strong still survive. The strong still survive. Yeah, yeah.
And that's it for this episode of Coast Side Musicians. And remember, if you want to go see some live music up and down the coast, check out the music calendar on coastsidebuzz.com.